Former Tourism Minister Kerry Simmons, who is now Minister of Energy, Small Business and Entrepreneurship, made this revelation last night on the St. George North Campaign Trail.
You know, that when I became Tourism Minister in Barbados, I confronted a situation at the Bridgetown Port in the cruise terminal section, man. When they had 300 taxi drivers in the Bridgetown Port providing in the business of providing ground transportation to the visitors who come off them ships. But do you know that those 300 taxi drivers represented 3% of the business in the Bridgetown Port for ground transportation? That 97% of the rest of the business was going to the people who had large tour buses in this country. 97%. That figure ain't make up by me. The Barbados Tourism Product Authority, as it then was as far back as 2015, under the astute leadership of a lady called Dr. Kerry Hall, West Hall daughter, did the research.
Minister Simmons talked about efforts to give taxi drivers a bigger slice of the cake. But there is a problem. Across the world, COVID has cast a big shadow over the cruise industry. Manuela Saragossa of the BBC has been speaking with travel editor Simon Calder.
I remember at the start of the crisis, various cruise ships were sailing around desperately trying to find any port that would allow them to dock. And already we've got a number of countries which basically just saying we do not want cruise ships here effectively until there's a vaccination and we can be sure that the virus will not be brought in by people on vacation.
In America, the authorities have basically done a no cruise policy, that the ships are not allowed to cruise. In the UK, there's advice against cruising. Is this basically the end of the cruise ship industry?
It's certainly the end of the cruise ship industry as we knew it, carrying 30 million high-spending travellers a year. Just in the UK, the cruise sector is worth $13 billion, almost 100,000 jobs created. But the trouble is that cruising is more vulnerable than any other part of the travel industry. You've got a huge tangle of restrictions on the movement of people and vessels. It could well have customers from dozens of different countries, and if they can't get there, well, all bets are off. Bizarrely, certainly off the coast of the UK, these ships have become tourist attractions in their own right, with people running boat trips to go and gaze at these kind of floating ghost ships.
These projections that Royal Caribbean have made, that Cunard have made about when they can sail again, either at the end of the year or early next year, are they really realistic? I mean, isn't the truth here that as long as coronavirus is around and as long as there isn't a vaccine, there is no hope that these cruise liners will ever sail again?
There will be a cruise industry, but it certainly won't be on anything like the scale that we saw at the beginning of 2020. There will be far fewer ships as older vessels are retired. On board those ships, the idea of 100% occupancy will go. A lot of the appeal of the excursions is going to disappear because people will be regimented. They won't be able to go off on their own and explore some beautiful Southeast Asian or Caribbean island. And a lot of the customers for cruise ships, older people, people with pre-existing medical conditions, may well find that insurance is basically unaffordable for them.
These cruise ships, while they're not sailing, have to go somewhere. They have to be parked somewhere. And that's not cheap either, because they have to be maintained while they're parked. Is the cruise industry, is it in a position financially to be able to afford to do that? To be able to say, well, you know, we're just going to park these ships now for a year, 2 years, and just hope for the best.
As with airlines, so with cruise lines, we have seen a large number of organisations, effectively shareholders, having to write off the vast majority of their holding. But if you've got a ship which might have cost $1 billion. Yes, it's not worth $1 billion anymore, but it is worth something. It is, in time, going to become a useful asset as part of global tourism. So you've got a very straightforward choice. Either you pay the tens of thousands of dollars each week that you need to maintain a ship in good condition, or you simply scrap it. You cannot simply moor them and go away and come back 6 months later. It won't work.
Travel writer Simon Calder speaking with the BBC's Manuela Saragossa. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.